you were talking about Gibraltar, and you were telling me earlier off the record about the lighting up of Gibraltar from Algeciras. Can you repeat that on the tape, please?
Yes. When we were in Gibraltar, the Maidstone was alongside the jetty, and what surprised us when we first came to Gibraltar, there was no blackouts. All the lights in the streets, the ships had their lights on. And the answer for this was that the Spaniards in the Algeciras area had a large searchlight or section of searchlights that used to flash over the rock quite often, in a matter of seconds, minutes. So really it was useless blacking out the rock, which was nice for the Matlows to go up the old main street in Gibraltar, and they had various cafes and everything was lit up and plenty to drink, plenty to eat. Which made you forget the war a bit, although occasionally we did have air raids in Gibraltar whilst we were in port. The ITIs used to send a few planes over to have a crack at the rock. Mind you, it was heavily fortified, because apart from the permanent fortifications they had in the way of Akak, there were also all the ships in the harbour. So successful air raids on Gibraltar were an unknown thing, really. All the time we were to-ing and fro-ing from Gibraltar, I can never remember a ship being hit by aircraft. But after we left, there were a lot of attacks by frogmen, Italian frogmen, and it was rumoured that there was a frogman's base actually inside the harbour, but I don't know the details of that. All I do know is that they have patrol boats at the entrances that at intervals drop £5 charges. That was to wipe out any Italian frogmen that attempted to sabotage or use explosive means under the ships. But I can't remember any of that while we were there. It did happen, though.
Another thing you told me off the record earlier on was about how you used to spend your free time ashore by storing up the rum issue. If you can repeat that.
Yes, I shan't go under a charge now for what I'm about to relate, but whilst we were patrolling from Malta, of course we still had our rum issue. Now, we may have been short of food, but I can never recollect being short of air rum issue or air fags. At sea, the average patrol ranged between 21 days and 28 days. Very seldom did it go over, not in Mediterranean waters. I can't vouch for the length of patrols out in the Far Eastern waters. We used to save our daily issue of rum, have a sippers, but save the main bulk in a bottle. And at the end of a 21-day patrol, well, we had a bottle and sometimes bottle and a half. When we reached Malta, first and foremost was ammunitioning ship and getting torpedoes in and food. The next thing on the next day was paint ship. That was vital. All our flotilla were painted a light blue, which vied with the Mediterranean waters. Ships in Atlantic waters and home waters, they were always painted a dull green, which matched the colour of the sea. Well, on arrival in Malta, and after we'd carried out the vital duties, then the captain and officers took their eyes off the crew. They were given 24 hours, really, sometimes 48, to relax. The main object of that was to take any stress or attempt to take stress and strain of patrols out of the system. And during that time, we were allowed to do pretty well the things that under normal naval regulation we'd have been canned for. And amongst this was we used to use the catacombs. They were the shelters built where we used to sleep. And rum bottles were open, cards were played, rough housing took place. We had one crew, the P-45. They were a crew of madmen. She had the record in air flotilla. She was depth charged for 36 hours continuously. And they came back and they were in a feral state, the boat and the crew. But they were mad. They would get drunk. And I've seen them and joined in, drunk, throwing mess kettles at each other and things like that. That the average sane bloke would say, what a crowd of squawks. But you must realise that all these even drunken activities help to relieve the strain, because whether a bloke bragged, I wasn't worried about that depth charging or I wasn't worried about that patrol, deep down, every depth charge you had scarred you, bound you. And I've always said that the man that says that he wasn't afraid on a submarine, well, I wouldn't call him a liar, but I think there's something wrong about you, mate, because we all were at times. The only thing was that you carried on doing your job. If a bloke was afraid and didn't do his job, well, apart from the captain, Matt, he had his fellow crew members that would have shook him up, no doubt about it.